anything that you want. Toll free here at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we share with you. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. With you tonight, it's Ian,
Marcus,
and Mark.
And the Chris Cantwell story continues to cause controversy. Of course, each Free Talk Live host, as we've gone through the week, has weighed in with their viewpoint, and we're hearing from Marcus tonight. And Marcus is very strong in his opposition to Chris Cantwell. Now, for those just tuning in, Mark, how would you sum up the Chris Cantwell controversy for new listeners?
Well, Chris Cantwell is a signer of the Free State Project Statement of Intent. He is a person who intends to move, actually has sort of moved to the Free State Project, and then moved away, and then intends to move back, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And that's fine. He wrote a, because the Free State Project was involved in this, named as basically a domestic terrorist organization by the Concord police when they were trying to get their Bearcat on their grant proposal. The Free State Project made some hay about this. Christopher Cantwell made a little bit of his own hay by saying, hey, you know, look, of course the police are trying to get a Bearcat because they want to harm you. And essentially in his blog post, he said something to the effect of that, you know, ultimately this is going to come down to, at some point in the future, shooting cops. And, you know, the Free State Project didn't take kindly to that, to be associated with, they're being called a domestic terrorist organization. Mm-hmm. And then one of their, signers basically comes along advocating at some point in the future shooting police. And then he came on the air, as Marcus pointed out, and said that, sometimes there's a good time to shoot police these days, too. So it's a tough situation for the Free State Project to have been put in.
It is, and there's another aspect of this I wanted to get your thoughts on, Marcus, because you feel pretty strongly about Chris Cantwell. Not only does he have a message with which you disagree, it's also his delivery. You said your impressions of him is that, you know, he's upset or angry or a jerk or an a-hole, for instance.
Well, he self-describes as an a-hole right on his website.
He does. He's a very crass comedian, and certainly that's not something for everybody. But so you've got your personal feeling about him as a man, and then there's also your feeling about him, in his message.
Yes.
What do you think about Larkin Rose?
You know, I haven't read much of anything of Larkin Rose. I actually debated him for a half an hour, one Pork Fest, and there's video of that online.
About what?
We debated voting, and George Donnelly posted the video of Larkin Rose and I debating. It was like in the woods of Porkfest. It was mm-hmm. not an event. It was our very own event. And
it was you two and a video camera. Got it.
My view of Larkin Rose is he views everything as black and white. There is no gray to him. He basically said that voting is, was harmful, that you were wrong for voting. Which, of course, I completely disagreed with, and
sure.
I that's what we debated, because,
it's a good debate to have.
It was a good debate, and we agreed on the ends, which was that, we didn't want the government telling us how to live our lives. I argued that it was, that voting was inconsequential. It didn't matter if I voted or not. It mattered on what people thought of it.
Was his point that voting was an endorsement of the system?
Yeah, it was all that. It was that voting is an endorsement and is basically like an act of aggression to some extent against him. So, of course, I vehemently disagreed with that.
None of those have ever made any sense to me. I wish that somebody could call in and explain to me.
Oh, you had a debate with Stefan Molyneux about this once on a cruise, actually.
Yeah. Sadly, Stefan then off camera told me he didn't think that checking a little box with a pencil is aggression against your neighbor.
Yeah, it's a ridiculous purist viewpoint that some people have. I get the point that they feel like it's inconsequential, because for the most part, it is. I get that. But the idea that it's violence against your neighbor is ridiculous, especially if you're voting for someone who is advocating peace, and you're voting for someone who's advocating liberty.
Yes.
Usually you don't get to vote for people like that. Usually it's a bunch of thugs. But here in New Hampshire, we actually have had liberty-oriented people run as Democrats and Republicans and get elected. Those liberty-oriented people have enacted good legislation that has actually repealed bad laws in New Hampshire and has helped propagate good laws, like the jury nullification statute here. So to anybody that says it just kind of mouths off, somebody said this on a Facebook thread today, you know, some statement about how working within the system's pointless. Well, not in New Hampshire. It's right. Not because it actually is changing things here.
Well, that's the whole purpose of the Free State Project, is to concentrate activists in one place so we can be effective. Because
right.
out in your state, wherever that is, you're the lone wolf, or it's just you and a couple people, and it's very difficult to be effective that way.
Working at the political system in New Hampshire is slow, it's arduous, it's costly,
yes.
Just like it is anywhere. But here we're making an impact, there is a dent being made, there's progress, people are getting elected. Libertarians anywhere else, they don't even pull 2%, 3% in the elections. You know, they don't have a chance. Their ideas aren't being discussed at the state house. Here you can call the state reps on their home phone and talk to them, and you can change these people's minds on issues. Like, that's something you can do in New Hampshire. You can't do that in most other places. You can't even talk to these people, these so-called representatives in most other places. So, like, it's a completely different world here. I don't blame someone for being jaded toward the political system. That's how I was when I moved to New Hampshire, and I had to be convinced otherwise. Like, the politicos here, there was like this process on the air where Dennis Goddard kept calling in to point out these success stories from the world of politics in New Hampshire, and eventually I had to admit it does work here. So anyway, go to freestateproject.org to learn more about that. So you say you haven't read much Larkin Rose on the violence issue. I'll just give you the name of the article, one of his most infamous. When Should You Shoot a Cop is the name of the article. And is Larkin Rose as angry sounding, perhaps, as Chris Cantwell? Not necessarily at first blush, but his words are angry. Larkin Rose has, to me, the same energy as Chris Cantwell. I mean, having known both of them to some extent, I probably know Chris Cantwell better. I've spent more time with Chris Cantwell than Larkin, but, you know, I've talked with Larkin. He's been on our show. He's co-hosted the show. I think Larkin Rose is a killer communicator. He's a great communicator. Killer is probably the wrong word for this conversation. He's a great communicator of the ideas of liberty. His book that I've read, he's got several of them. I've read a couple, The Most Dangerous Superstition. It's a fantastic book. But the guy's harboring a lot of anger towards the people calling themselves a state. And it comes out in statements like this. Here's this quote from the second to final paragraph in When Should You Shoot a Cop? Now, obviously, you know, there's not context here. But I think the headline of the article kind of gives you a taste of what this is all about. He, you know, the question of the article is, when should you shoot a cop? He says the correct answer is, when evil is legal, become a criminal. When oppression is enacted as law, become a lawbreaker. When those violently victimizing the innocent have badges, become a cop killer. And he doesn't say, off in the future sometime. He says, when this happens, do this, and his answer is shoot cops. And I don't support that at all. And I'm just wondering, you know, is it necessarily the message for you, Marcus, or is it also the person? And hearing that now, what do you think about Larkin Rose in that viewpoint?
Well, I mean, like I said, Larkin Rose is a black and white talker, and he doesn't recognize the gray. And
should he be removed from the Free State Project?
Is he, if he...
He is a Free State Project participant. He speaks at Free State Project events. Unlike Chris Cantwell, Larkin Rose is given a platform by the Free State Project on a pretty much yearly basis to talk about his ideas as an official speaker at their events. So what I did in response to this Chris Cantwell situation of him being banned is I made I sent an email to the board members and I said I'm filing a complaint against Larkin Rose, because if you're going to have this policy of booting out people for having, you know, for advocating violence, and that is their, you know,
this is just a witch hunt at this point,
this is not a witch hunt, because he just advocated killing cops in this article, which is the same exact thing that Chris Cantwell has done. But because people love Larkin Rose because he's a nice guy, he gets a pass from a lot of people. And I'm sorry, to me, it's not about how you speak that message. It's about the content. It's about what the message is. And I'm against that message too, Marcus. And so I'm just, you know, curious, why do people have this discrepancy? Why is it a witch hunt when it comes to Larkin Rose?
I don't have a discrepancy. I had not read this before. And so kicking somebody out of the Free State Project, you've only read this line to me one time, and if he's advocating killing cops, then I might, but I don't know because I haven't really read the context of this
article. More coming up here, 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live reaches a lot of people, like as many people that might be listening on 125 radio stations and two XM channels and a darn big podcast, that many people. If you've got a business or a website that could benefit from international, largely U.S. exposure, if so, Free Talk Live is having a sale on advertising. With rates as low as $15 an ad, I have several packages from which to choose. You can send me an email if you want to see the packages. It's marketfreetalklive.com. That's marketfreetalklive.com.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder. Available only at hempusa.org.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you would like. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. You don't have to talk about violence. I don't really much care for the topic, but I realize it's something that people think about. It is an issue that is of great importance, and it is one that will continue to confront us. As long as the people calling themselves the state continue to be violent towards peaceful people, there will be people whose first thought is to get violent in return. And that's it's a natural, I think, thought for a lot of human beings. And sometimes you shouldn't go with your first instinct in a lot of cases. We'll come back with that conversation. Your thoughts are welcome. 855-450-FREE. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got listening options, by the way. There are live streams. We've got broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the show. You can get tuned into any one of those 24 hours a day at listen.freetalklive.com. Radio listening options, we've got those too. Over 125 stations coast to coast on AM and FM. We've got satellite, including XM satellite radio, plus our free-to-air satellite channel, which is available across North and Central America, most of North and Central America, for free. $0 per month is what that will cost you. You just have to pay for some equipment, install the equipment once, and you're good to go for the rest of the life of the equipment, basically. You can go and learn more about all those options. By the way, that free-to-air satellite channel is brought to you by Bitcoin. Go to listen.freetalklive.com. You'll find out about our webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. Again, listen.freetalklive.com.
Here's a prediction for you. In the future, people will want light. And in the future, I think that that lighting is probably going to more and more come from LED lighting. Now, you can go to Home Depot right now and buy LED lighting of, you know, just to screw into your light bulbs at home. But it's a little harder in the arena of large companies that do industrial level lighting to find somebody to do these installations. Now, imagine if you are a company that doesn't, that, you know, has lighting and you're spending, you know, $10,000 a month in lighting. And a company comes along and says, not only can they do an LED install in your business, but they can do financing that allows you to begin saving $3,000, $2,000, $3,000 a year immediately off of your lighting. You're going to say yes to that. That company is Force Field Energy at forcefieldenergy.com. It's one of the reasons that I got into the Force Field Energy stock. It's FNRG as its ticker symbol. If you're interested in it, anybody can, you know, get on the brokerage in their brokerage account and buy FNRG. That's Force Field Energy. But if you want to get involved in the private placement where you can get the stock that's currently at $5.20 for $4, you'll have to hold on to it for 6 months, and you'll have to have $25,000 to get into the private placement. All you have to do is go to forcefieldenergy.com, click on their Contact Us tab there, and get in touch with them. They got a telephone number, an email address. Get a hold of them there, forcefieldenergy.com, the Contact Us link.
All right, let's continue with your calls and thoughts. Chris, listening in Santa Cruz to KOMY. Hey, Chris, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, thanks for taking the call. I just wanted to mention something about voting. Like you guys were mentioning earlier, you were having this debate about this with this vehemently anti-voting libertarian. One
yes.
thing I think that helps to point out to the folks like that who seem like very principled, very extremely anti-voting, is if they regard it as a libertarian, if they regard voting as some form of aggression, do they think it would be legitimate to use force to stop somebody from voting? Because that's the implication if you believe it's a rights violation.
That's an excellent question.
Stand by that.
I've never heard that question before, and that's an excellent point. So, yeah, if you think voting is aggression, then why don't you stand down at the polling location with a machine gun and rat-a-tat-tat everybody from stopping them from going to vote against you?
And further, I think one of the best questions...
They don't have to endorse anything that extreme, but the... You know, in principle, should it be legitimate to use force to stop somebody from voting? And it's a conclusion I think few people are willing to endorse, even if they're very against voting.
Yeah, I think you busted them on that one.
Yeah. If one was on a jury and one decided to vote to acquit on that jury, well, I mean, is that aggression? That just doesn't seem like aggression to me. Aggression is... aggression. I suppose one can vote for aggression.
If a candidate says, I'm going to go kill some people, and you vote for him?
Or there's a ballot measure. I think ballot measures are the best ones because they give, you know, it's the essence of voting. You're
right, because someone could vote for a candidate without knowing what they stand for.
The ballot measure says that we're going to take as much money as possible from people so that they're, you know, whatever. We can take money from people. That ballot measure at that point is, if you vote for that, yeah, that's voting for aggression.
But essentially, all a vote is a form of speech. It's writing your name on a piece of paper saying, I support this. And it's no different in principle from, you know, we support, as libertarians, we support the right of people to say horrendous things. We support free speech for Nazis and Klan members, but we, you know, we abhor what they're advocating, and we would use force to prevent you know, implementation of their ideas, but not the expression of those ideas themselves. And that's all voting really is, ultimately, an expression.
Right. They're just asking you a question. They give you the options. You can't have, there's no option E to fill it in what you want. I guess there is, but they don't read it. They ask your opinion and fill in A or B.
Lysander Spooner and Herbert Spencer both have some pretty, I think, classic defenses of voting as a form of self-defense. And basically, Spencer argues that you're often put in a position where no matter what you do, you're accused of supporting the state. Or if you vote for someone, you're accused of supporting their policies. If you don't vote at all, you're accused of not caring. And if you vote for the other guy, then it's said that you consent to the system because you voted at all. So you must approve of the legitimacy of voting. So no matter what you do, you're accused of somehow endorsing the state. And it's kind of a curious little doctrine that traps you in an unpleasant situation.
Excellent points tonight, Chris. Thanks for making the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 855 450 free. We continue with your calls and thoughts. We go to Mike, listening in Ithaca to WNYY. Hello, Mike.
Hey there.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Something completely unrelated.
All right, please.
Well, my wife is in a college class, and she met someone there that she went to high school with. This girl got a sex change, and she asked where the bathroom was. Half the class pointed her to one direction for the women's bathroom, and half of them pointed to the right for the men's. But we were just wondering what you guys think about that, because we were talking about if you send her to the men's, does that necessarily mean that lesbians need to have different bathrooms than women's, and we were just kind of looking for another point of view.
I think it depends. Bathrooms are generally split by gender, by male or male, female. I might not have the terminology exactly right. I know people that are really into this, would have.
Yeah, I'm not going to bend to people who are really into the whole gender conversation, because I'm not going to bow to the smallest percentage of the population who wants me to use gender neutral pronouns like je and je and things like that. But I would suggest that person go to the bathroom that they're most comfortable in.
Yeah, I think that sounds good to me. I mean, if you identify as a woman and there's a woman's bathroom, I don't have a problem with you using the woman's bathroom, and vice versa as well.
I don't have a problem with it either.
Obviously,
someone might.
If somebody is just saying that, that's lying. That would be, obviously wrong.
But, okay, and you can come back if you want here in a moment, Mike. We'll bring you back if you got more to say. 855-450-FREE. I think this brings up an interesting question. Like, it wouldn't bug me to have a woman walk into the men's bathroom and go, drop a deuce, whatever. 855-450-FREE. But somebody might be bothered by that.
I'm bothered by talking about it.
It's certainly not an easy road for the person to be on.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
This October, thousands of people from all corners of the world will descend upon Orem, Utah. But it's more than the fall colors or the snow-capped Wasatch Mountains that brings them. It's the semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo at the Utah Valley University Event Center. It's the most unique preparedness event on Earth, with over 30 world-class lecturers giving over 50 presentations. Learn from experts about below-ground greenhouses, super winter survival, herbal medicine, bunker building, even urban evasion and escape tactics taught by SEAL Team trainers. These people are the very best, and they only get together twice a year at the Great Utah Preparedness Expo. There's also over 100 vendors selling very unique preparedness, emergency, and survival equipment, plus solar and alternative energy products. The semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo, October 11th and 12th in Orem, Utah. Sponsored by Youngevity. For more, visit superprepfair.com. That's superprepfair.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Take control here, toll free at 855-450-FREE. What do you want to talk about? The advocacy of violence versus peace, or genders and bathroom usage? We'll continue here at 855-450-FREE. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live accepts Bitcoin. You can go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com and get the address to which you can send your Bitcoin, should you have some to send. But of course, in order to have Bitcoin to send us in the first place, you've got to have a wallet.
That's right, and the best place to get a wallet, blockchain.info. Just use my blockchain.info wallet just before the show.
I saw you doing that, Jason Kelly.
We have some people that work for me on my farm, and I pay them in bitcoins.
Cool.
So I think that I'm of the opinion that Southwest New Hampshire, at least Southern New Hampshire, is the epicenter of Bitcoin use.
The Manchester crowd's got us beat for sure. Like, they have weekly Bitcoin meetups out there, and we don't have that here.
Well, in my life, I'm buying, I'm selling in Bitcoins. It's amazing how much of my life, I'm getting paid in Bitcoins. It's much amazing how much of my life is being done in this alternative currency that many people in America, most people in America, still haven't heard about. And this currency is Bitcoins. It's the most valuable currency per unit of any currency available today. I don't know what that means precisely, but it does speak to the incredible upward buoyancy of the Bitcoin's value. About 3 years ago, when we found out about it, it was worth about 27 cents. And
unfortunately, I wasn't smart enough to buy them.
I did not load up then. We did start getting some, but
not at that time. Not me, at least.
I think we had some, early on. I can't remember precisely when, but certainly in 2011, we got some Bitcoin.
I remember getting some at like 10 or $6 or something like that.
No, so you got them before that.
Okay. Well, not very many of them.
not enough. But you remember the Bitcoin, mybitcoinwallet.com fiasco?
Yeah.
We had them back then, and they were significantly less then. So anyway, if you want to get some Bitcoin, the first thing to do is get a wallet, and the best place to get a wallet is blockchain.info. They've got all kinds of tools for the Bitcoin user there. It's amazing. It allows you to send and receive money anonymously, allows you to have complete control over your own currency, and allows you to send money virtually free or free, depending on the situation.
All right, let's continue here. Just briefly, a little bit further, I think, on this issue of genders and bathroom usage. To me, the most difficult part of that would be being the person who feels like they're actually a man. They were born a woman, but they are actually a man. So, you know, do they use the men's bathroom and walk in there, whereas most people are going to identify them probably as a woman when they walk in there? What kind of awkward situations will that create? Would it be more awkward to be a man, you know, have a man's body and walk into the woman's bathroom, or to have a woman's body and walk into a men's bathroom?
It can't be easy. And what I would do is I'd try to find one of those darn family bathrooms where it's just one
person,
just a single situation. But I gotta say, it's tough, and I don't want to pass judgment on these people.
Yeah, I think
life is hard enough.
I think it would be tough for either one. Different people are different, right?
Yeah.
So some people would be fine, but I mean that's a very serious decision to make and a very serious change to go through. So it's got to be difficult for people dealing with that, especially in that situation of a public bathroom. And it's got to be tough. Yeah, so, I mean, I'm with Mark on this that, I would support whatever gender they identify with. I'm fine with them using that bathroom.
I am, too. In fact, I think it should go further. I think that anybody should use whatever bathroom they darn well please, and people should get over the segregation. I don't see any need for that. I mean, if it's okay for somebody who believes they're a woman, who's born a man, to walk into the women's bathroom and use the restroom there, and I think that's okay, then, you know, we've crossed that line at that point, right? Like, what's wrong with anybody just going into any bathroom at that point?
Well, I think that people have a certain comfort level with their own gender, and that's why bathrooms are separated.
That's true, but that's what I'm saying. That comfort level probably should, you know, be met or, you know, exceeded, or that it should, we should get over that issue, because if you're, you know, if you're going to have somebody who's born a man walk into a woman's bathroom because she is a woman now, you know, in her mind, whether or not she's had the operation shouldn't matter, right? So, you know, you've broken that barrier at that point.
What I'm curious about, I think that if you own an establishment, I don't know. Are there laws about this?
Good question.
That's what I'm curious about.
Or is it custom?
Right. It could just be a custom that there's men and women's bathroom. I'm not sure.
That's an excellent question. If anybody knows the answer, I'd love to hear that one. 855-450-FREE. Let's go back to the phones. You can bring up what you want. We've got Dr. Jones on the line in North Carolina. Dr. Jones, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening. I just wanted to go back to the point about Larkin Rose. I'd never really heard of him before. I heard you guys the last couple nights, and I heard that comment tonight, and I wanted to say it really sounds parallel to what Malcolm X said, which was, when the state does not defend you, then you have the liberty, we would use, I think, to defend yourself. When the state won't do it, when they claim they're supposed to do it, and they refuse to do it. So the analogy connecting to Larkin Rose about the police, my field of expertise is the drug war, and we know the police are just roving bands of marauders coming by, sweeping up people on the road, stealing their stuff, and claiming, oh, well, we're going to seize it in the name of a drug seizure and take your car, take your money, hold your kids hostage if you don't pay us ransom, etc. So under those conditions, I think, if I can be sympathetic to Larkin Rose, he's saying, when we see the marauders and the bandits attacking, well, of course, in the name of liberty, it's a war here. Again, at police academies, they're routinely taught that the public are the enemy. And that started 40, 50 years ago with black males are the enemy, and black males will kill you, police officer, on the streets. You have to be ready to black women as well, to people of color, to basically now the public. So arguably, when you're in a war, even if you want to play nice, if you don't know what you're doing, the enemy's just going to come mow you down. So arguably, it's safe to say, better kill them before they kill you. I mean, maybe it's a bad analogy, but, you know, people are in certain parts of the world where they're bears or pumas or mountain lions or something. You don't have the liberty to say, well, I'd like to be nice to them and kind of have a truce. You have to kill them because they're hunting.
But these
them.
Aren't bears or mountain lions. These are human
part.
Beings. These are humans.
Yeah.
They have families. They have feelings. They may be doing the wrong thing for a living. But just because they have a war doesn't mean you have to come to it, right? Like, what if they had a war and nobody came?
You're right. But my point is, police are literally on the prowl. Now, again, I've taught criminal justice and I've taught criminology many times, and I had police officers who were students. And I said over and over, please tell me the names of the cops in your unit who are working with drug dealers or getting paid by drug dealers or taking money from drug dealers. And they said with a straight face, oh, we don't know any. And I said, well, then you're either blind or stupid or naive, because we know in every major city of the United States, much less other parts of the world, yet and even small parts of cities in the United States, there are some cops who are dirty. You know, you guys have probably seen the video of, I think it was a 2004 or 8 Minnesota, the Republican convention, and there was a group of kids just riding bicycles or marching, maybe 10, 12, and one cop accidentally clipped the kid on the bike and knocked him down. And the kid said, that cop went over, leaned over to him and said, are you okay, and went to help him up. In the meantime, 5 other cops jumped that kid, beat the crap out of him, and he got arrested. Now, the cop who accidentally knocked him down didn't say, back off, you guys. Hey, slow down. What are you doing? No. That kid then got taken to a jail and had the crap beat out of him.
You can give all kinds of examples of the police beating on people, but that doesn't mean that the right answer to that is to beat on the police and to, you know, lower yourself to their level and to fight a war. I'm not interested in having a war. I'm interested in peace, and I don't think you get there through battling with people. Thank you, Dr. Jones. Appreciate the call. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control. Would it have been better if you know, that kid had iced those 5 cops? More coming up. It's Free Talk Live. I don't think so.
Business owners, listen up.
Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a Z.
What's that spell?
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these 3 little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home, protect your car, protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking off the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerating iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population, below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING them.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, and you can take control here toll-free, 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features. If you like the show, you can help support Free Talk Live. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. That is promote.freetalklive.com. And when you go there, you will find different things you can do to help Free Talk Live get into more ears all around the country and around the world. Things like our Facebook page, flyers that you can print out, web banners and graphics you can use on your website or your blog, and how to get a free bumper sticker. You get all that information and get it all for free at promote.freetalklive.com. We continue here with your calls and thoughts. Chris is on the line in Charleston, West Virginia, listening to WVTS. Hello, Chris.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Welcome, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, I was calling about that whole transgender and the bathroom issue. I did security in a casino for several years, and this was something that we'd actually run across. And, you know, I personally don't care which bathroom they use, but there we had special bathrooms for transgenders, and it wasn't to segregate them. It was to protect them from harassment or something bad to happen to them. And, you know, after a certain period of time, we learned who they were, you know, and they would come and say, hey, you know, we're getting bothered in bathrooms. Like, well, we have restrooms right over here specifically just for you. Nobody else gets to use them.
Wow.
Nobody will bother you. You know, feel free to come out, use them, do whatever you got to do. And occasionally we did have issues where, you know, a transgender or male, female, whatever you want to call them, however they lived their life, we didn't discriminate, would go in and try to turn tricks in the bathroom stalls. So, you know, we had to watch for it, and it's kind of hard when it's a primarily male security staff to rush into the female bathroom.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I was just calling in, weighing, you know.
So, wait a second. These folks were turning tricks in the women's bathroom?
Either or.
Okay. How do they get? So are most of the customers of the tricks then females? If they're in the female, you would go into the bathroom where your clientele would be if you had the ability to sort of use bathrooms mm-hmm. fluidly, it would seem to me. So what it sounds to me like you're suggesting is that somehow they were using the women's bathroom to get male tricks in there. I don't know. It doesn't make any sense.
No, it sounds like they were going both ways, as he said. So if you wanted to, odds are good your customers are male, right? Like if you're selling
sex. That's what I'm thinking.
If you're selling sex, your customers are male. So you are probably a male who is, you know, believes you're a female. Your customers are still going to be male in that that case. If you're a female who believes you're a male, your customers are likely still going to be male. So I would guess most of that stuff probably happened in the men's bathroom.
That is correct. And if, you know, we catch them, you know, and we have to ID them, and they identify on their ID as a male. We can't stop them from going in that restroom.
How do you catch this thing? I mean, is it just like one of those things where a customer says something to you, like, hey, something's going on in the bathroom?
Yeah, pretty much.
Gotcha.
Yeah, there's two sets of legs in the stall, then it's a problem.
And then, you know, you just go in there and, what, bang on the stall until they pull their pants up and open the door?
Most part, yes. We knock, tell them who we are. We want to have a look over and say, hey, this is who we are. Stood you in there. Both need to come out.
Sounds like you're having some toilet trouble in there.
We've brought a plumber.
Yeah, pretty much is what it came down to. But, you know, we also had to patrol the bathrooms to look for, like, damage and stuff like that.
Sure.
You walk in and two stalls next door to each other were locked and only one had a person in it. It sounded like they were having a hard time over there. You kind of figured, you know, something's going on over there. So,
how many times was this happening, by the way? Like once a month, once every quarter? Weekly?
Numerous times a night.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow, that's amazing.
Quite a job.
I bet you've got some amazing stories from that job. I mean, now, where was this casino? Was it in Vegas or Atlantic City?
No,
or?
It was in California.
Okay, California. Gotcha.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I would love to ask you more. Feel free to call in with the
When you
casino.
Think of that zinger, call in with it.
Because anytime you've got a casino security story, I'm sure they're interesting. And feel free to call in with that anytime. We've got to get some other thoughts on the air. I do appreciate hearing from you tonight.
I got all
Thank
kinds
you.
Of them, and I will be sure to call back.
I bet you do. We probably spent an hour with you on that. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves here. Dave is on the line in Montana. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Viva Cannabis. Hey, I got a quick comment about the bathrooms. I work in a restaurant, got two bathrooms, and men and women could use each bathroom. You know, it's a one-person bathroom, you know, and so only one person could be there at a time. Mm-hmm. But men and women use both bathrooms. And the only complaint we get is that the women don't like urine on the seat.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah.
I don't like that either.
They don't like they don't like that stuff at home. They shouldn't have to put up with it in a restaurant.
Yeah, I don't like urine on the seat either. What the heck?
And about the guy who wants to shoot cops, man, I think he's daffy, man. The people that end up paying for violence is always the innocent. And you go around and start shooting cops, they're going to make all kinds of laws that are going to affect all everybody.
Yep.
And plus, you got to be a little crazy to think that killing somebody is going to change things, because killing only begets more killing, and then the killing never stops. It's a frenzy. This guy is, he's an idiot or a provocateur. That's what I'd say.
I get you, and I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. I know a lot of people thought Chris Cantwell was an agent provocateur. I think a number of people probably still do think that. He certainly, from that perspective, fits the profile. However, having spent some time with Chris, I don't believe that to be true. But I also don't believe he's an idiot. I think he's a very intelligent man, and I don't think he's either one of those things. I think he really does believe that violence is inevitable, and that's the future he's preparing for. For me, I don't want to live into that future. I don't want to think about those things. I don't want to have that vision for the future, because I believe that, you know, what you think about, to some extent, you create. And if what you're expecting to have happen is some crazy violent revolution thing, then, you know, it might actually happen for you in your life, and that's not what I want to see in my life.
I kind of agree with that. I had a friend on Facebook today ask me if I was a prepper. This is a guy from high school. I haven't talked to him since high school. And, you know, I've got pigs. There was a post about pigs, and he asked me if I was a prepper. And I'm like, no, I'm not a prepper. I'm kind of more the conscious carnivore, restraint of things. But I'm probably more prepared than most people who are preppers, simply because of the lifestyle that I live. I think that a lot of people, if you're living in the city, it's going to be very difficult to be as prepared as I am living out in the country with a farm.
Wow, let's talk about preppers. I saw an article today about an underground house that was for sale. It was really cool out in Las Vegas. It was an entire house under the ground, under a house that was above the ground.
Oh, wow, interesting.
And it even had an outside of the underground house that was painted with a mural all the way around that looked like outside. But I, when I think about how I want to live my life, I like to live happily, and I like to be around people that I like and people that are kind and thoughtful of others. That's the people I like to be around. And, you know, obviously freedom is important to me and peace is important to me, but, you know, happiness is important to me, and I like to do certain things. I like to travel, and I like to play music and do art, and I enjoy work, and I enjoy those things. And for me, you know, I want to continue to do those things. I want to work towards more liberty, more peace, and I want to be around people that I like. And people that I like are people that are kind and have like a thoughtful and kind heart.
And I find that if you look for positive things in people, you're more likely to see those things. That's been my experience. So I like to find things that I appreciate about people. Can I find things I disagree with Chris Campbell on? Yeah, absolutely. I can easily find those things, and we've disagreed a number of times. But when I look at a person, I like to look at them from the best light. I want to find the things that I like about that person and focus on those things, so hopefully I'll see more of those things in the future. Let's go to Nathan in Texas on Skype. Nathan, go ahead with your thoughts, quickly.
Hi, Ian.
Hey.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Go ahead.
Okay, I wanted to say I'm completely on board with you with this Canwell situation. I read the whole article, and I read some of the blog posts about it. I agree with the last caller. Violence only begets violence. You know, it turns into a cycle, and ultimately, it shapes the kind of end that you're aiming for. If you use violent means, then ultimately that affects the end that, you know, you'll achieve.
Absolutely the case, and I wish we had more time. Nathan, thank you for the call tonight. I do appreciate it. And it's been Ian with you.
And Marcus.
And Mark.
Check Marcus out online at BrainlessTales.com. If you didn't get in tonight, we do the show 7 nights a week. You can join us tomorrow, 7 to 10 at night Eastern, every single night of the week, online at FreeTalkLive.com. See ya. I want to introduce you to a new groundbreaking method of emergency protection. It's called Peacekeeper. Are you fed up with the so-called state protection services? Then Peacekeeper is for you. The Peacekeeper app empowers neighbors to send and respond to emergency alerts. Help Peacekeeper help you by going to peacekeeper.org. Watch the video and learn how you can become a force for good in your neighborhoods. Peacekeeper.org.
When a zombie plague brings civilization to its knees, one family takes to the Atlantic to escape the chaos and avoid infection. What they find is a sea of tears and a few good Marines. But can they band together to build a refuge of hope, or will they continue to live under a graveyard sky? Under a Graveyard Sky from New York Times bestselling author John Ringo. On sale September 3rd, wherever books are sold.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential. Reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.